Z93 Jam, show to tone for hip-hop and R&B. I am Reese G, along with
Dr. Thaddeus John Bell,
with another segment of Keeping It Real with Dr. Bell. And we're finishing up our previous conversation talking about heart health.
Absolutely.
So, going to talk about lifestyle adjustments.
Okay, so with reference to blood pressure, I see a lot of young people, and it's well documented that a lot of young people do things that will make their blood pressure high, that will give us a false reading. Drinking too much will make your blood pressure go high. And there's a new study now showing that women who smoke a lot, their blood pressures are likely to increase. And then the third risk factor, something which I know you'll appreciate because you're not like this, and that is not being physically active, leading a sedentary lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So if you lead a sedentary lifestyle, you drink too much and you're drinking too much alcohol, and you have a family history of high blood pressure, you are likely to have an early stroke or heart attack.
So stop getting moving, getting in that gym and exercising, because you know I'm very active with that.
That's exactly
right.
And
eating right. And we'll talk more about this.
We'll talk more about that as time progresses. And then, of course, the final thing is having your cholesterol checked. I like to refer to it as sludge that's in the arteries that build up over time. Only way that you will know that your cholesterol is elevated, you got to have your lipid levels checked. And if your LDL, that's your bad cholesterol, if that's elevated, then he's going to talk to you about some lifestyle changes that you need to do. If the lifestyle changes don't work, Reese, you got to go on medication. So I always tell patients, let's see how much red meat you're eating. Let's see whether or not you're eating the right thing. And then after you do those kinds of things for 3 or 4 months and we recheck it and it continues to be the same, you can't go into denial. You got to be ready to go to the next level. And that's perhaps starting a medication. We call it a statin drug, which you're going to have to take perhaps for the rest of your life.
Well, there it is. And we will continue the conversation on heart health throughout the month of February, which is Heart Health Awareness Month. And next week, we'll talk about the signs and symptoms that you need to be aware of. So make sure you're listening out for another edition of
Keeping It Real with Dr. Thaddeus John Bell.
Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1:20 p.m. on Z93 Jams.